This morning's scripture reading is a familiar one. It takes place the last week of Jesus' life. It's Matthew from the first, New Testament, Matthew chapter 26, verses 47 through 56. While he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived with him with a large crowd, with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man, arrest him." At once he came up to Jesus and said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him. Jesus said to him, "Friend, do what you are here to do." Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and arrested him. Suddenly, one of those with Jesus put his hand on his sword, drew it, and struck the slave with the high priest, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to him, "Put your sword back into its place, for all who take up the sword will perish by the sword. Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will once send me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled, which say it must happen in this way?" At that hour, Jesus said to the crowds, "Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I were a bandit? Day after day I sat in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me. But all this was taken place so that the scriptures of the prophets may be fulfilled." Then all the disciples deserted him and fled. May the Lord bless his readings of his word.
Thanks be to God.